Hello and welcome back to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and let's start with the top updates around a COVID-19 vaccine. Zydus Cadila will start its Phase 3 trials for its COVID-19 vaccines. It will start enrollment for volunteers. Unlike Bharat Biotech's Covaxin and Serum Institute's CoviShield, they are two-dose vaccines that are administered 20 days apart. Zydus Cadila's ZyCoV-D will require 3 shots given intradermally. And we hear from reports that Zydus Cadila plans to recruit over 28,000 volunteers across 5 sites in 4 cities for its Phase 3 trial. Recipients to be followed up for 3 months after second dose of Covaxin is what ICMR has said. They will be followed up for, you know, any symptoms of side effects. The administration of Covaxin will be at vaccination site for at least 30 minutes. So they will be administered after the participants receive the dose of Covaxin. They will be there on the site for 30 minutes for observation in case there are any adverse event, and the recipients then will be followed up for a period of 3 months after the second dose of the vaccination is received. It has become part of the key standard operating procedure for restricted use of the vaccine. Apart from that, Bharat Biotech will not be allowed to conduct simultaneous Phase 1 and 2 trials for his intranasal COVID-19 vaccine. So the SEC has reportedly refused that Bharat Biotech's request was to administer trials like this, but it said that the Indian vaccine maker will have to first conduct the Phase 1 trials and submit the immunogenicity data before moving on to the next stage. And they have not considered the reports, is what CNBC TV 18 reported today. With that, let's move on to the top updates from India in terms of caseload. It has gone past 1,05,95,600, but the recovery rate is over 96.7%. There were over 13,800 infections reported in one day. Now, the total recoveries are over 1,02,45,700 as per the Union Health Ministry. But the total death toll is also has passed the 1,52,700 mark in the country. Over 160 people died in one day is what the ministry reported today morning. Vaccine has been administered to 6.31 lakh people so far. Active cases have, slid to less than 2% is what we are hearing. We know that the nationwide vaccination drive by the government was started on 16th January, and the pace of the vaccination is one of the highest in the world, with now over 6.31 lakh people vaccinated within 4 days of launching the drive. This is the first dose that they have received of the vaccines. And the active infections, the tally of the total numbers are now below 2% of the overall number of cases that have been recorded in the country. Over 2 lakh persons are currently infected with the disease. That accounts for 1.9% of the total caseload. COVID vaccines are safe, and there are concerns around adverse effect that seem insignificant is what Health Ministry has said. So Health Secretary Rajesh Bhushan announced that the country has so far vaccinated so many people since the vaccination drive began, and only a minuscule proportion of 0.18% actually reported adverse events so far. So the number and the concerns around adverse effect is insignificant. India will export COVID-19 vaccines to its neighbors and some other countries, key partner countries. India will start exporting from January 20th, that is today. It will be, many mid to lower income countries that will get supply of Oxford AstraZeneca drug, and it plans to ship millions of doses within days. Serum Institute is actually the world's largest vaccine producer, and the countries which are getting emergency use authorization approved for Oxford AstraZeneca will receive shipments from India. That includes Bangladesh, Nepal, Myanmar. Seychelles will receive supplies. Meanwhile, the first consignment of these doses, vaccine Maitri, have reached Bhutan and Maldives. Over 100,000 doses reached Maldives as per reports from the country. And apart from that, 150,000 doses of Covishield vaccine was dispatched from India that reached Bhutan, called Vaccine Maitri, that has begun. And this is the first consignment where neighbors have received vaccine from India. Meanwhile, UN agencies are working closely with India amid its largest vaccination drive. It is the largest COVID-19 drive. Several UN agencies are working closely with authorities for this massive program, is what the UN chief has said. So the UN team that is led by the resident coordinator is supporting the government and the UN partners in the drive, and they are working closely while, Oxford AstraZeneca's Covishield is being manufactured, Covaxin is being produced by Bharat Biotech. So there are two vaccine candidates domestically manufactured that are, being administered to the frontline health workers and others, the priority group in this phase of the, drive. And GoAir has airlifted 1,591,000 doses of COVID vaccine to various destinations today. It has carried vaccines to Lucknow, Chennai, Cochin, Port Blair and Kolkata. And there are over 1,591,000 doses of vaccine, that will become part of second phase of the vaccine transportation amid the ongoing vaccination drive in the country. So GoAir has done that. Meanwhile, in Delhi, 49% have turned up for shots in Delhi, but walk-ins actually fill the people who have been absent from their slot. So it's the third day of the vaccination program in Delhi, that was yesterday, and around 49%, that is around 5,000 of the 10,000 health workers that were scheduled to be injected, turned up at the city's 81 centers. Though the percentage was lower than, the highest number of record people who are turning up on day one, there were many walk-ins, and the slots of these absentees were filled by individuals who volunteered to receive the vaccine instead of them. And 1,000 doses of Covishield have found frozen in Assam, and investigation has been ordered. It is around 100 vials of a vaccine that were allegedly stored at sub-zero temperature, which actually led to the freezing of the vaccine doses. So 1,000 vaccine doses were frozen in Assam, compelling the State Department to launch a probe. So we will keep you updated in that front. Goa has meanwhile received 18,000 vaccine doses. The drive will resume on January 22nd. So this consignment came from a flight in Mumbai today morning, and the drive of the state will resume again this week. The process began in the state last Saturday, where there were 7 centers, and which included 2 private hospitals that were part of the vaccination drive. With that, let's move on to the top updates from around the world. UK coronavirus strain is now detected in at least 60 countries, is what WHO has said. The South African strain, which is like the UK one, is believed to be more infectious and now has become, significantly present in other parts of the world. It was reported in 23 countries and territories in the weekly updates. And now all over the world, it is in at least 60 countries now. Countries across the world are seeing a resurgence in cases and to slow infections, until the vaccines become available. Again, there are a few restrictions that have been put in place. Global death count now is well past 2 million if you look at the global number. There are, added pressure on a lot of countries where new deaths have climbed to record high, and there are 4.7 million new cases reported over the same period of the previous 7 days because of the mutant coronavirus strain. With that, Biden has held a memorial for COVID-19 victims to say, saying, "To heal, we must remember." So it was the eve of his inauguration on Wednesday. President-elect Joe Biden will now become the president of the U.S. He held this memorial service for victims of COVID-19. The number of people who have died in the U.S., due to the pandemic, is actually more than 4 lakh now. Meanwhile, UK hospitals are also grappling. They are looking like war zones as the death toll is approaching 1 lakh. So some British hospitals are looking like this, where, you know, doctors are struggling to cope with the influx of patients that are infected by the various strains of COVID-19. There is a capacity of the healthcare system, and UK is seeing, official death toll over 191,000. That is Europe's worst figure and the world's fifth worst hit after US, Brazil, India and Mexico. And it is seeing an increase in death toll as well. So as the numbers are rising, the British government's chief advisor, and also part of the government, they are actually looking at doctors and nurses battling to give people sufficient care in the limited availability in terms of, you know, the number of cases that UK is actually seeing. So another death that has been added because of COVID-19 is Zimbabwe's foreign minister Sibusiso Moyo. He gained prominence in 2017 and is now no more because of the infection. He was 61 years old. Also, Germany has extended the lockdown to February 14th because of the variants of COVID-19, and that has created fear. So the German Chancellor Angela Merkel has said that all countries in Europe must make similar efforts to fight the pandemic. Meanwhile, the chief of Japan's COVID-19 vaccination program has denied media reports that vaccinations for the general public may start in May. The country is already battling the third wave of the COVID-19 infection. There are resurgence of cases, but media, including the national public broadcaster NHK, had said, citing sources, that the government will, start vaccination, could reach the public in May. The administrative reform minister denied that on Twitter, calling it bogus. Also, with that increased number of cases in Australian Open players, two more Australian Open players have tested positive for COVID-19 as per the government officials. So a total of 10 people that are associated with the Grand Slam, including four players, have now tested positive for the virus as per reports. And a study now suggests that the loss of smell is the best sign for detecting COVID-19. So the research has confirmed that the findings of two new international studies. It was published in the journal Chemical Senses, and it shows frequent loss of smell in COVID-19 patients, which often lasts for a long time, making it a very significant symptom of the disease. It is a respiratory disease, and that's why it becomes a significant development. The findings of the new international study, administered over 4,500 COVID-19 patients from a total of 23 nationalities responded to the researchers' questionnaire, and then it was found that average loss of sense of smell was around 80 on the scale from 0 to 100, indicating that, you know, a large number of people experience complete sensory loss is what the study suggests. That's all for today. With that, we are winding up this edition of the Coronavirus Essential podcast. Till then, stay safe. I will see you tomorrow.